Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as the Texans had day one of their mandatory minicamp. A lot going on around the city. The Astros, they get ready to take on the White Sox in a series where they may have a chance to really continue to stretch out this lead in the AL West because the White Sox are one of the worst teams in baseball, so they got a chance to continue to stack up some wins right here as they currently have a 3-game lead over Seattle in the West. But Clint, you talked about this. This hit you in your mind while we were talking with Will a little bit earlier about Damian Pierce. What circulated? What broke?
Well, can we please stop with the Damian Pierce stuff? Almost cussed. I mean, let's stop with the Damian Pierce ain't pissed a drop in 2 years. Damian Pierce has been a running back that the organization time and time again has shown and told us we don't trust Damian Pierce. Yeah, we right. don't trust Damian Pierce enough to be a third down back in pass protection so much so we got a guy that's a special teams guru and a kicker in Dari Agumbawale that we'll put in there in a critical situation because we don't trust a real running back that we have enough. Can we please stop with the Damian Pierce stuff as it pertains to the Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon conversation? You got a chance with Nick Chubb. And look, I understand there's some risks there with the knee. Okay? I totally get that. And the downside of this is Nick Chubb proves in training camp that, hey, man, he ain't worth a flip. Get his ass up out of here. You spent $2.5 million on him. Right? I mean, $2.5 million, you get this potential. A guy that could potentially come back and be an absolute workhorse for you and at the very worst be a really good number two option. A guy you can trust, a guy that can pass protect, a guy that can run downhill and get you 1 or 2 yards in short yardage situations. Can we please stop with the what if Damian Pierce goes on and does something big in Miami or San Francisco?
Oh, is that what you've been hearing?
Yeah, man. Like, who gives a rip? I like Damian Pierce, so I hope Damian Pierce goes on and does something good somewhere else. It is 100% irrelevant to what's going on in Houston. I mean, the thought of, like, we get a chance to get a guy like Nick Chubb in the building, and the first thing we do is, oh, well, man, what, you know, Damian Pierce, he's going to compete. No, he's not competing with Damian Pierce. If Nick Chubb is healthy, this isn't a competition with Damian Pierce. If I don't care if it's Nick Chubb or somebody else, if the Texans brought a free agent in here right now and paid him $2.5 million, if they brought a veteran in here right now and the thought was he's going to compete with the guy that we don't trust, he's going to compete with the guy that can't pass protect according to the way we've played him. He's gonna compete with a guy that Dari Agumbawale plays over on third down. What are we talking about? Like, if that's the goal, that guy's not even going to help us win games. That guy's not going to help us take the next step. That guy's not going to help the Texans become a true contender in the AFC and hopefully for a Super Bowl. Like, I keep hearing Damian Pierce, Damian Pierce, Damian Pierce, and I know he's in the running back room. I get it. But Damian Pierce is a non-factor in the Nick Chubb situation. Nick Chubb is your number two back and potentially is your 1B back.
713-572-4610, YouTube,
and
Twitch.
Ron, Damian Pierce shouldn't even be in the conversation with Woody Marks.
How many people have been concerned about what this means for Damian Pierce? Since Nick Chubb has gotten signed and he is now a Texan, how many people have had concerns on what this could mean for Damian Pierce and the potential of him going somewhere and blowing up? I'd like to see some of the thoughts, because I hadn't really seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of good riddance on Damian Pierce.
So I don't look at the text line. I don't know. I'm just basing off. I mean, I listened to Sean and him this morning. I listened to In the Loop. I listened to all of our shows along here, and it just seems like callers and texters questions that they were bringing up all revolved around Damian Pierce. And I'm like, guys, Damian Pierce is a non-factor in this Nick Chubb thing. I mean, an absolute non-factor.
Yeah, someone texted in, how can you say he hasn't pissed a drop when the last time they let him play, he had a career day?
He has not pissed a drop. I'm not saying he's not a good running back. I'm saying he's got a chance. He could go somewhere else in a similar system. There's going to be six different teams in the NFL that are running some combination of a Bobby Slowick, Nick Cayley type of offense, and those teams tend to go through running backs like mess through a goose. They go through 3, 4, 5 of them a year, so he's going to get opportunities and he might play well. I'm just telling you right now, it's over in Houston. Like, it's he is not the only time. With this, what the texter's referring to is Joe Mixon. Was he hurt or was it just late?
That's
in the
season?
Last
game of the year they set people.
and he played well. Okay, that's fine. When it comes down to you bring Nick Chubb in here, and the thought is he's competing with Damian Pierce. I don't know. I'm driving around this morning, I'm thinking, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that. I think that's crazy talk.
And they say no.
So you're telling me I'm worked up for no reason?
Well, no, you heard what you heard. I'm telling you, I just hadn't heard it or seen many people say, damn, no, wow, they signed Nick Chubb, but man, what's this going to mess up for Damian Pierce? I've had thoughts of what will this mean for Woody Marks. Will Woody Marks lose potential, you know, snaps that he was going to get? But it doesn't jump in the way of signing a Nick Chubb. I looked at Damian Pierce's, his days are numbered.
Yeah.
The way Will was talking, his days, it's over.
It's over. And he may go somewhere and play well, but it's like, oh, well, what if Nick Chubb doesn't pan out and Damian Pierce goes somewhere? So what? I mean, we're talking about a guy that, for whatever reason, this organization clearly does not trust with carries or protecting the quarterback.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, who cares what he goes on and does? The reality of it is he is not going to help Houston, and Nick Chubb has a chance. God willing, Nick Chubb has a chance to help us in a major, major way.
Yeah, I mean, the big part is, as you just said, and we've talked about it, is they just do not have any faith or belief in him. As you said, they have taken him off and just said, hey, man, the faith and belief we have in you right now is returning kickoffs.
Whew. We got enough of them, too.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, I don't know if he's injured. You know, we're getting the reports of Joe Mixon has an injury and an explanation of why he's not out there. We're not getting any reports about what's up with Damian Pierce, but he's out there, which at the very least you would think he's fighting for his football life in Houston here, and he's not out there right now, which is an odd thing. So, no, I see some people coming in. Clint is completely right. I love DP, but he's just not good with us. We are in a win now mode. As someone texted, the texter, DP played well against Tennessee. Yeah, he played well against Tennessee and New England. Those were the two games. I mean, but outside of that, he really didn't do much.
Worst case scenario for the Texans, like I said, Nick Chubb doesn't work out. Damian Pierce goes somewhere and plays well. So what? Like, if you don't want to, this is the decision that the organization absolutely has to make, and it's one that I absolutely love. And I'm not even talking about how much I like Nick Chubb. I'm just talking about from general. Like, I like, hey, it's time to move on, man. I mean, it's time to move on from a guy that's eating up a roster spot that you clearly don't trust, and it's detrimental to Joe Mixon. It's detrimental to this offense. When you get in critical situations, you've got Dare Ogunbowale in the backfield. Like, that's not, at least plan-wise, that can't be the plan. If you get to the end of the season and you've had 4 or 5 guys get injured and Dare Ogunbowale, Mr. Reliables, they're cool. But you can't go into the season with that being the mindset. Yeah, right? We gotta move on from this Damian Pierce, Ogunbowale, no trust.
And I think the Texans will make the move on period more easier for people, because I think they're gonna move on from Damian Pierce. Like, the thing is, for those who are in that space, whoever you've heard from and some of the people texting in on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line, boss, Damian Pierce, had they not signed Nick Chubb, was not going to get the carries. I don't know that he was going to be the number two. I think Woody Marks would have gotten those. I think it is clear they have potentially moved on. And I'll be honest with you, I will say I have no inside information. I don't know anything. I heard what Will just had to say, and he's plugged in. I don't think it's a coincidence that he has not shown up on the practice field for OTAs or mandatory minicamp at this point. They said they got 100% attendance. Maybe I don't think it is a – just like I don't think it's a coincidence that we haven't seen Christian Harris. Like, I don't think it's a coincidence those guys have not shown up on the practice field. Could be dead wrong, but no, I mean, I don't think he's in the plans. And I think they had made a point of moving on when they went after aggressively going after Nick Chubb. We heard J.K. Dobbins, by the way, he just signed a 1-year deal with the Denver Broncos. We heard those names connected with him. They moved up in the draft to get Woody Marks. They have been moving past Damian Pierce. And like you said, I hope he goes and balls out somewhere.
Yeah. There's a sleeper there, too, who was pretty good last preseason, was British Brooks. If you want to talk about a young guy that you can kind of bounce around him, and maybe he's something, maybe he's not, they got plenty of those young guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see him getting run in OTAs. You see him getting run in the absence of Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon. But, yeah, I just, man.
Next line coming through. DP wasn't good with Slowick. Slowick is gone. Let him have a shot. One last shot with Nick Cayley's offense. Why? You got Nick Chubb.
Yeah, but that's this another shot thing is it's run its course, man. I think John Metchie's run his course. I think Damian Pierce has run his course.
I don't think it was just Bobby Slowick that felt like the trust of Damian Pierce was gone from.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yeah,
I don't know. They said he was a tyrant, so I don't.
Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
By the way, again, wanted to let you know straight up, I hope Hal's doing all right in Miami. It seems like his head coach is a little annoyed the way he's going off and cussing during press conferences.
Who?
Mike. Mike McDaniel. He's going off a little bit in these press conferences. But real quick, the offensive line, day one of mandatory minicamp, starting offensive line. Left tackle, Cam Robinson. Left guard, Lakin Tomlinson. Center, Jake Andrews again. Right guard, Titus Howard. Right tackle, Blake Fisher. The Cam Robinson thing is interesting because the first round when they did team, it was Cam Robinson. But then the second time they did team, everybody was the same with Tomlinson, Andrews, Howard, and Fisher. Ariante Ursary, the rookie, stepped in as the left tackle and Cam moved down to the second spot. So the only place right now we look at it and it looks like a competition is only the Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary, just because those are switching out. Well, at least today. It could be different tomorrow. But Juice Scruggs was playing maybe second team guard and third team center with Patterson as second team center. But this right here, these six, if you look at Cam Robinson and Ariante Ursary, seems like the six that have a chance to be the first team.
Boy, you talk about best case scenario in Houston is if Ariante Ursary can push Cam Robinson for the start and left tackle job. I mean, D'Amico Ryans is still talking about him learning how to be a professional, take care of his body kind of thing. We'll see.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.